Over the next couple of weeks, there are a lot of really cool things happening. And next weekend, people are being encouraged to tell their friends and family members to rediscover all that's great in downtown Cleveland and the surrounding areas. And here to help us shed some more light on that is Kristen Giantonio with Destination Cleveland. Kristen, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you guys have this campaign called Visit Me in CLE. It's a weekend full of festivities. What are the details behind this?
Yes. So we know that residents are some of our best ambassadors. And actually, we know from our research that 77% of Clevelanders would recommend Cleveland as a place to visit. So we're asking people, take that next step, invite your family and friends to Cleveland from June 21st through the 23rd for Visit Me in CLE weekend. And as you mentioned, there are a ton of events already taking place. You have Burning River Fest. You have Cleveland History Days. You have CONCACAF Gold Cup at First Energy Stadium. You have the Indians taking on the Tigers. So there's just a lot happening for everyone to experience here in Cleveland.
Kristen, how did this idea spring to life? Because I think it's such a fascinating idea, because you're asking the Cleveland residents to extend a hand and say, hey, look, you know, you can go anywhere for a summer weekend away, but why not pick Cleveland? And you guys are essentially asking residents of Cleveland to reach out to friends and family members to come on back to spend a weekend in Cleveland. How did this whole idea spring to life?
Exactly. So we know that residents love Cleveland. We know that they want to be able to share that love. So we're asking them, take that active role. Help us out at Destination Cleveland. We can't do everything by ourselves, because we know that our residents are some of our best ambassadors. So we started off this campaign last year, actually, and we had people then be a tourist in their hometown to learn a little bit more about Cleveland, or potentially rediscover things about their hometown that they didn't know were here. And now it's time for them to act. Invite family and friends to come next weekend. There's still time. We haven't run out of time yet to invite your family and friends. And then they can learn about Cleveland and share with their networks, creating that ripple effect for people to learn more about our awesome city.
Kristen, let's discuss some of those events that are going on in conjunction with this Visit Me in CLE weekend, starting with the Burning River Festival. What all happens here?
Yes. So Burning River Fest, a fantastic event that Great Lakes actually puts on and takes place at the historic Coast Guard Center right along the river and the lake. And you're just able to enjoy live bands, have a nice beer, which is great. And that setting is fantastic. And it's in conjunction actually with the Cuyahoga 50 celebration, you know, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the last time the Cuyahoga River set on fire. So there are a handful of other events taking place this weekend, too, that honor that celebration. I actually know that the Great Lakes Science Center will be offering free admission that Sunday, June 23rd, to celebrate Cuyahoga 50. So another thing for people to mark on their calendars.
It's interesting, too, because you guys have a lot of things happening in conjunction with this particular weekend. And I know there are going to be talks discussing just how far the river has come over the last half a century, and I think that whole story is really fascinating, and it's not getting enough spotlight, so to speak, in the national scene, just because, you know, now all of a sudden you can start to eat the fish that are coming out of that river, whereas people wouldn't have thought about doing that, say, 10 or 15 years ago even. So I think that whole idea should most definitely be celebrated, and I'm glad you guys are giving folks the opportunity to do so. You have some other events I wanted to get into as well that are going on that weekend. Summer in the Square. What's this one all about?
Yeah, so actually, with Summer in the Square, I know some of the details are listed on our website, but what I can tell you is that Public Square will be having our temporary visitor center there. And we're asking people, when you bring those out-of-town family and friends to Cleveland, we want you to prove that you did it. Come see us in Public Square on Saturday and Sunday, June 22nd and the 23rd. And for those residents that bring in people, they get a prize. And also for those out-of-town residents, they get a prize. So it's a win-win situation. We want you to show us that you are bringing people to Cleveland.
You guys have a lot of others as well. I know Rock the Square is a big one. There's
Yes.
a night market in Cleveland, which is basically an Asian fusion street market. These are
Yes.
really cool ideas. Can you shed some light on those?
Yeah, so Night Market CLE, coming back in Asia Town, and you're able to peruse the different vendors there, try different food, and it's a really cool atmosphere, I think, just be able to walk around the streets and just check out the vendors. I like being able to support local local folks. So that is a great environment to do it in. And also, CONCACAF Gold Cup, I mean, you have our fantastic sports scene, and to bring soccer here to Cleveland, playing at First Energy Stadium, you have the doubleheader taking place that Saturday, another great thing to take advantage of. There is just so many great Cleveland events, that things you could only really get here when you're, you know, experiencing everything that we have to offer, and we want residents and their guests to really take advantage of that.
We're speaking with Kristen Giantonio with Destination Cleveland, going through all of the details on the Visit Me in CLE weekend. That's not this weekend, but the one immediately following. And, you know, you guys have so many interesting things lined up here. I see Cleveland Whiskey Distillery Tours, amongst many other things going on this weekend. You know, I think people, when they come downtown, especially in the summertime, they get a really good feel for just how vibrant it really is. And I'm guessing that's kind of what you guys are going for this weekend, is to bring some people back that maybe haven't been here in a while.
Yeah, you know, we really want to capture that energy of downtown, like you mentioned. You know, having people walk around, see how easy it is to get from point A to point B, and you can experience our restaurant scene. You can go to the theaters. You can go to the ballpark. There are so many different options for people that visitors might not be aware of. And when you have a resident taking you around that is the expert, it just adds a level of, I think, appreciation. I know when I go to another city and I'm with a family member who lives there and they know all the local hot spots to go to, it makes the experience that much more memorable. And then I want to tell other people to, you know, come there, go there as well and experience it for themselves.
Should be a blast. Again, it's a week from this coming weekend, the Visit Me in CLE weekend, with something for just about everybody. And I think that's the other cool thing about this, Kristen, is the complexity of this all. There's something for just about anyone at one of these events.
Yes, such a great variety. We definitely encourage you to check out the full list at visitmeinCLE.com. Andy, I can tell you have just been perusing it and doing a great job. Thank you.
I've been all over it this afternoon because I've actually discovered a few things that I would like to check out myself. And, you know, Cleveland's certainly a great scene on a number of different fronts, you know, of the food front, especially so many different places to eat. You know, breweries have certainly taken off in this area the last few years as well. But it's so much more than that. I think those are the ones you certainly hear about the most, but there are a lot of really awesome things happening, and I think this particular weekend full of events really allows you guys to help spotlight just how many cool things are going on here. So, Kristen, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for stopping by and discussing the Visit Me in CLE weekend. It's going to be a blast, and I look forward to watching that trend explode next week.
Thanks. We are too, and thanks for your support. We appreciate it, Andy.
Thank you very much, Kristen. Again, Kristen Giantonio with Destination Cleveland joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.